lepers were required to stand at a distance from everyone. According to Jewish law, in the first century, those afflicted with leprosy were considered living corpses. How would you like to be considered a living corpse? As a walking corpse, the leper was regarded as unclean and therefore was untouchable. Lepers could not worship. Lepers could not worship in their temple. They were cut off from family and friends. They were completely isolated from their support group. Can you imagine? I don't know if you're big on family dinners like we are, but not being able to participate in Thanksgiving dinner or a birthday dinner or a Christmas dinner. You see, it was one of the most feared diseases in Jesus' day. If people came close, lepers had to proclaim, "Unclean! Unclean!" so that they would stay away. Lepers were pushed to the fringe of society, which included the religious society, and were considered unfit for contact with other human beings. How would you like to be considered unfit for contact with other human beings? The lepers themselves were responsible to warn people to stay away from them. For their affliction, it was believed, afflicted all who came in contact with them. In Jewish society, if you came in contact with a leper or someone who was considered unclean, you would not be able to worship in the temple. You would be isolated from family and friends. You would be rejected and pushed aside. In the first century, leprosy was a very serious disease. Have you got that picture yet? And yet, despite all the rules, despite all the laws and expectations around this disease, what do we find in today's scripture this leper doing? Verse 40 says, a leper came to Jesus begging him. Can you imagine? What in the world was this person thinking? He wasn't just walking up to a Jewish person. He was walking up to a Jewish rabbi with all of his Talmudim around, his disciples. He wasn't just walking up to people like you and me. He was walking up to a revered, holy man, a rabbi. What nerve did he have walking up to a rabbi? And then he said this, if you choose, you can make me clean. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that place where all of your alternatives were spent? You had exhausted all the possibilities, and you were so desperate that you overcame your nerves and you knelt down and you said, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. Have you ever been there? You know, Jesus' disciples were probably thinking, what is Jesus going to do this time? But what does Jesus do? Mark tells us that Jesus was moved by pity. And he stretches out his hand and he says, I do choose. Be made clean. Can you just picture his disciples standing around him? Can you picture that? Have you been paying attention to the writer of Mark, what he's doing here? You see, he's really making a statement. If we were to step back and think about the church that this gospel was written to, we see this gospel doing a couple of things. First of all, we see that Jesus is powerful. Jesus is more powerful than anything on earth. He heals disease. He heals a paralytic. He heals a withered hand. He has control over the wind and the waves. He feeds thousands with just a little bit of food. He casts out demons and keeps them from speaking about who he is. There is only one who can do all these things.